Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We meet at 1369 127 U.S. Bypass. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our services, and we want you to know that you'll always be cordially received and always welcome. We encourage you to come and open up your Bible and your mind as we study together the Word of God. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrodsburg.com, and you will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. We continue to ask for your questions. Please send them to 1369 U.S. 127 Bypass, Harrodsburg, Kentucky, 40330. We will answer those questions on our radio broadcast and give you a Bible answer for whatever question you may ask. Today's question has to do with the mode of baptism. The questioner asks, can one be baptized by sprinkling? This is a very good question and one that we will endeavor to answer according to what the Scripture teaches. Prior to His ascension back to the Father, Jesus gave what is commonly referred to as the Great Commission to His disciples. He told them in Mark 16:16, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." One of the first Pentecost following the resurrection of Jesus, Peter and the rest of the apostles preached to the Jews that were gathered there on the day of Pentecost. After clearly showing them that they were guilty of murdering the Son of God and the Prince of Life, what question did they ask? Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Acts 2:37. Peter's reply came very quickly in verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, that you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." The key word here is the word baptized. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you could go look in an English dictionary and look up the word baptized. And that definition would tell you to be sprinkled, dipped, immersed, or poured. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible was not written in our English language. The Bible was written in Koine Greek. And the Greek word for baptized is baptizo. Okay, what is the meaning of the word baptizo? This word is defined by Thayer's Greek Lexicon. It means to dip, to immerse, to submerge, to cover, to bury. A completely different Greek word is used to mean sprinkle. The New Testament meaning of the word baptized is a covering, is a burial, or an immersion. That is what it meant when it was first penned here in the book of Acts and earlier in the Great Commission. It meant an immersion of submersion or a burial. When Philip was directed by the Holy Spirit to the road Gaza, he found a nobleman from Ethiopia, a man over the treasury of Candace, queen of Ethiopia, who was riding in a chariot reading from the prophet Isaiah. He asked Philip to explain these passages. He was reading from Isaiah 53, verse 7 and 8. It says in verse 35 of Acts 8, "Then Philip opened his mouth and begins at this scripture and preaches Jesus to him. He asked Philip, 'What hinders me to be baptized?' After his confession in verse 37, what happened? The scripture says in verse 38 and 39 of Acts 8, "So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now, when they came up out of the water," notice two things, ladies and gentlemen. They went down into the water, they came up out of the water. This example conforms perfectly to Paul's later writing in the book of Romans. In Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through 5, Paul would write, "But do you not know, as many of us that were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection." Romans 6:3-5. Please note Verse 5 especially says, in the likeness of his death. What happened when Christ died? He was buried. He was put in a tomb. Look at Colossians 2, verse 12. Buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith, through the working of God who raised him from the dead. Scriptural baptism was a burial in water, a covering, an immersion. It was then, it still is now. All 9 conversions in the book of Acts end at the water, and that water was the waters of baptism, and baptism was plainly an immersion. Allow me to explain a very important principle here that we need to grasp. Jesus in his gospel tells us to assemble on the first day of the week to partake of the Lord's Supper. We have an apostolic example in Acts 20 and verse 7. In 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28, we have the proper attitude that we should have when we remember and partake of that supper. If we want to please him and our heart is right, we will take the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. If we are seeking to do our own will, we may take the Lord's Supper on any day of the week, or neglect taking it at all. The prophet Malachi told the Israelites, when they were brought their animal sacrifices, that they were not to bring the lame and the sick, or bring bread that was polluted. Why? In Malachi 1, 7 and 8, you offered defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have we defiled you? By saying the table of the Lord is contemptible. And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Could they have argued that if only what was in their hearts that really mattered, what God knew that what they were offering was already an expression of what was in their hearts? Israel called the animals acceptable for sacrifice, but they did not meet the quality that God had demanded of them in the instruction. What is my point? It is really quite simple, ladies and gentlemen. Calling the animals acceptable did not make it so with God. They were not acceptable because they did not meet the standard. And calling sprinkling baptism does not make it baptism. If our heart is right and we desire to please God that is in heaven, we will do what he says in the manner that he says. Jesus said to be baptized. He then defines baptism as a burial. Why would we want to try and please God by offering something that is different? The late President Abraham Lincoln was once asked by some smart alecks who was trying to find fault with him, Mr. Lincoln, if you call a sheep's tail a leg, how many legs would a sheep have? Lincoln replied, 4. When they ridiculed his arithmetic, Lincoln said, calling a tail a leg never made it one. Friend, the same is true with sprinkling and baptism. Calling sprinkling baptism does not make it so. Sprinkling was introduced many years later after the beginning of the Lord's Church by Roman Catholicism. If one has not been immersed in water, they have not been baptized in the sight of God, not according to Scripture. If God has changed, where is the passage or the example that sprinkling is now acceptable as baptism? God never changed his mind. Men may change their mind, but God doesn't. Let me tell you a little story. There was a young boy who was living on a farm. His grandfather told him one day that there was a chicken in the back that had died, and he wanted him to go out behind the barn and bury that chicken. So, a couple hours later, his grandfather was out working in the barn, and he went around the back of the barn, and he fell over that chicken. And so he brings his grandson out, and he says, "Now, son, didn't I tell you to bury this chicken?" He says, "Well, Grandpa, I buried it just like that preacher did this morning when we went to a worship service. He sprinkled some water on that person and said that they were buried. I sprinkled some sand on the chicken and said he was buried." Now, I know you see the point. He wasn't buried because he sprinkled some dirt over him. He was only buried when he put him in the ground and covered him with dirt. One is only baptized when he is buried in water. according to the instruction given by God in the New Testament. Now, let me give you something else to think about. You see, our baptism and our obedience to the gospel of Christ and our salvation is parallel to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. You see, Christ died to sin. He was buried in a grave, and he arose to walk in newness of life. The death and burial and resurrection of Christ are core elements of the gospel according to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 and 4. Now, when one obeys the gospel of Christ, in a like manner, we do the same thing. We die to sin, we're buried in water, we're buried in a watery grave, and we arise to walk in newness of life. In our obedience to the gospel of Christ, we actually parallel the death and burial and resurrection of Christ. We die to sin, we're buried in water, we are resurrected to walk in newness of life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, man can change his opinion and understanding of anything, and he can call things by whatever he chooses to do. But sprinkling was never taught, never authorized. We don't have one example in the Bible of anyone who was sprinkled in order to obey the gospel of Christ. In every conversion in the book of Acts, they were baptized. In the original language of the New Testament, Koine Greek, and Koine Greek is a dead language, that means that it's a language that has never changed meaning. Our language evolved. You could get a dictionary today that's different from one in the 50s. Not only would you find additional words in it, you would find different meanings because our language evolves. Well, the original Greek language in which the New Testament was translated never would evolve because it is a dead language. Therefore, what it meant when it was written is what it means today. And, as we earlier told you, the meaning of the word in the original Greek meant to submerge, to immerse, to cover, to bury. And that's what they practiced in the first century, and every person who has been baptized according to the command and the example of Christ has been buried in water. Now, where is the authority for man to change the method of baptism to sprinkling, pouring, or dipping with the rolls? That also leads to the question of christening. Christening is a sprinkling, yet that is never taught and never authorized in the scriptures either. Number one, the child has no sin. He can't believe and he can't repent because he has nothing to repent of. And he can't confess because he can't talk. And so he's not a subject that his baptism is needed for. But if one is baptized, he must go under the water. He must be immersed. He must be covered. And he must be buried. The questioner asks, is sprinkling baptism? And the answer is absolutely not. Sprinkling is a theory and a theology of human religion. It is something that was determined by men, by a council of men, centuries ago, but it cannot alter and change what God's word said. If one is to be baptized in the scriptural manner, he will go under the water, he will be buried, he will be immersed, and he will be covered. That's Bible baptism. That is the only baptism acceptable to God. Thank you for your question.